something for the weekend on Ireland's Classic Hits, and Damien Farrelly's in. Hiya, Damien.
Morning, Trina, and happy May long weekend. Isn't it great?
Oh, it's fantastic. I'm going to be working on Monday, though. Enjoying a cup of tea in peace, though.
Okay, yeah.
Because I won't be at home.
So you come to work for a rest.
Exactly.
And the other thing is, we get money for All Rope. You play a few tunes and get double the money on a bank holiday.
Really? No one told me that.
You may look into that one.
I may. Listen, Damien, we're talking during the week about the childhood games that we used to play that kids probably don't play anymore. So talk to me. What are the games that you remember?
Well, I'm going to rattle off a few that we used to play, right? Pea shooting. We used to be, like, say a Bic pen, you take out the pen bit and you're just left with a kind of a shoot thing, right? And then you put bits of barley in there and you go, and you pea shoot.
What about this one?
I used to love playing rounders off the lamppost, and sort of Irish version of baseball, I'd imagine, but and you'd be out at 11 o'clock at night playing it, and it was absolutely brilliant. And then there was another one where someone stood and threw the ball over their head and someone caught it, and then you said, Queenie Oyo, who has the ball? You probably wouldn't get away with it these days in the PC world, but Queenie Oyo, who has the ball? Is she big or is she small? Is she fat or is she thin? And something about a rolling pin, not having a clue, but they're the games.
I remember years ago when we were all young and we'd be carrying around big, heavy bags of marbles.
Marbles, Trina!
You know?
Yeah, and that reminds me, the marbles one, and they used to come in lovely colours. There was the greens and the reds.
Yeah.
And
they were like, do you remember those apple drop sweets that you could buy?
Yeah.
And some of the marbles looked like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you'd have a whole collection, big marbles, small ones.
You've just reminded me of the smell of my lunchbox, because I used to put a sneaky couple of apple drops in my lunchbox. You weren't supposed to, know. And my sandwich would taste of apple drops.
Oh, lovely. Yeah. They were the days.
They were the days. Just remind me then, so it's kind of similar but different. Conkers,
I know. So you get the piece of, was it your shoelace?
Your shoelace,
yeah. You put that through and play conkers. We lived where there was absolutely loads of conkers and loads of trees around, and you'd have a whole collection coming home from school every day.
And what I'm just trying to think of the name that we used to call it. Say if you had one and I was playing you, and I beat you, and then I'd go on to my other friend and I'd beat them, and then I'd go on to somebody else and I'd beat them, all with the same conker.
Yeah.
Was it a one or a two or a three, or we used to call them? The winning conker,
remember.
Like all the time.
If you said to your kids now, go play a game of conkers, would they have a clue what you were talking about?
Not a clue. And they wouldn't know how to play a game of curbs either, with a football. Curbs.
Trina, I'm loving the show. Remember playing skipping? We had a big long rope and there was a line of kids going all the way around the block, literally jumping in and swinging a rope around the pole. Love it.
Kick the can, Damien.
Loved it.
And do you know what I do with my little one now? I teach her all the rhymes. So you know the ones with your hand and you do the clapping and all that?
Yeah.
So, CC my playmate, come back and play with me under the apple tree. And you have to do it really, really fast.
Well, no, I watch our kids. My little fellow, our youngest fellow, he's 9. He was at a birthday party a couple of weeks ago at a play centre locally, and they had a great time. And he came home because you have to give a present now when you're going from the party.
So a present? Not a party bag with like a bit of cake?
Oh, kind of a party bag. Yeah, kind of a party bag thing. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. But how times have changed. So you go to the party, you give a present to the person whose birthday it is, you play, and then for doing that, you get a present on the way out. It's expense, all right. But anyway, he brought home this huge chalk. It was now the type of stuff you'd see on Bosco years ago.
Yeah.
That huge chalk. And he brought it home and they had the best fun with chalk. Now, they destroyed the patio outside now. But I didn't mind because they were having fun. I always say the dirtier the knees, if they, you know, and he only gives out to me because the kids come in really mucky. And I said, look, don't worry. The more muck, the more fun. And the same out in the patio with the chalk. But they were playing for hours. And then they played hopscotch on the back of it.
Yeah. I remember there used to be a woman in our road and she used to give out to us for playing hopscotch because the chalk on the road. And you're like, it'll rain, it'll wash away.
Yeah, it's more fun. It's more fun.
One of the games we used to play as kids, remember the old big huge tenpenny pieces with the big fish on them? Not the small little ones that come out, the big huge ones. We used to play showers. You'd open the little water shower on your road and you'd be standing at the edge of the footpath and you'd throw nearest to the shower and whoever got into the shower won the money.
Guess what we got in as well? Poor El Colum in Limerick.
We played lots of games, obviously Tip the Can and Queenie Oyo, Rounders, all of those kind of games. Knickknacks, of course. God, some man actually came out with a gun one time after he done a knickknack on his door, which wasn't particularly nice, so needless to say we ran.
Stop it, he came out with a gun! Well, it'd be different if he came out with a pea shoot.
I know.
teeny Mac.
Hi, Trina. Caroline here. We used to play, there was these poles right beside us. They're only small, and you'd put one hand on them and you'd jump over them. And we could be doing that all day, but you don't see kids doing that anymore. You know, just small little poles and one hand on them and you jump over them and you'd get great fun out of them.
We've forgotten the most obvious one.
What?
Hide and seek.
Hi, Trina. We used to play tights. We had all my mother's tights used. We used to tie them together, wear them around our waist, and then we'd jump in between them and have little competitions. Great fun. Cheers. Love the show.
Best game ever. My kids, and I have to go now because I have to make, because I hear the kettle boiling. We love our tea. Bulldog, they play in my kids' school, the primary school, Bulldog.
Is that where you have to kind of force your way through the crowd?
Yeah, exactly.
Yes,
yeah, and you have
I
to touch
then
whatever pole behind. Yeah, hard to explain, but it's
go
Bulldog.
Go on, Damien, do your line.
All day was a day. There was a day. Never. We had so much fun with Jade.
Get out on the road there and play.
Yeah, I always say get out and play to pot. Up to pot.
Thanks, Damien. Have a good weekend. It is Something for the Weekend on Ireland's Classic Hits.